I kissed Dora, and then I went downstairs to find Agnes. Jip followed me down and lay near my chair. "Oh, Jip," I said, "poor Dora. Perhaps she's dying. Then you'll be very sad. Poor Jip." But Jip was not moving. I touched him. Poor little Jip was dead. At that moment, Agnes came into the room. I looked at her face and I knew. "Agnes," I cried. I jumped out of my chair. "Dora, tell me, is she..." "She's dead, David," Agnes said very quietly. I do not remember that time well. I stopped talking to people, and I spent a lot of time in tears. I will leave England, I thought. England is a very sad place for me now. There are too many memories. But first I should see Mr. Micawber and Traddles. They were both in Canterbury, helping Mr. Wickfield. "Thanks to Uriah Heep, Mr. Wickfield has lost a lot of money," Traddles told me. "It's gone, so he's quite poor now. He's ill, too, but Agnes will help him. She's going to start a little school to make money. But we have found £5,000 of Miss Trotwood's money. She'll be able to live comfortably on that." I told my aunt about the money. "I'll help the Micawbers," said my aunt. "Mr. Micawber owes money to Uriah Heep, and he can't pay. If I pay the money back, he won't go to prison." We went to Mr. Micawber's house. All the Micawbers were wearing new clothes for Australia. They looked rather strange, but Mr. Micawber was proud of them.
"I'm a happy man," he said. "There are no more secrets, and I'm going to Australia soon. I'll be an important man in Australia."
And Mr. Micawber laughed. A man came to the door.
"Mr. Micawber?" he asked.
"Yes," said Mr. Micawber. "I'm Micawber."
"Then I'm taking you to prison," the man said. "You owe Mr. Heap £20. This paper proves it."
"No! Oh, no!" Mr. Micawber shouted. "I haven't any money. I don't want to go to prison. I'll die in prison. My family will die too. They haven't any money. Oh, I'm a very unhappy man."